Welcome to this ASN Kidney 360 podcast. I'm Connor Drake. I'm a health services researcher and implementation scientist in the Veterans Health Administration, an assistant professor at the Department of Population Health Sciences in the Duke University School of Medicine, and a senior research fellow at the Duke Center for Personalized Healthcare. Today, I'm here to discuss our team's study titled Adaptation to Telehealth of Personalized Group Visits for Late-Stage Diabetic Kidney Disease, published in Kidney 360. We felt that this was an important research question because of the increased use of telehealth and because of how difficult it can be to manage later stage chronic kidney disease and diabetes. There are existing evidence-based approaches that do a very good job at improving health outcomes by engaging patients and caregivers. However, there isn't much guidance on how to take these approaches from the in-person format they were developed and tested in and adapt them to be offered via telehealth. Thus, we sought to report on how to adapt an evidence-based group visit program that features group visits, peer support, integrative health coaching, and education for telehealth delivery for patients and caregivers with late-stage diabetic kidney disease. Telehealth has many advantages, and we thought could make a program like this more convenient for patients and caregivers to attend regularly and therefore derive more benefit from it. CKD is often co-occurring with other conditions, such as cardiovascular disease and diabetes. This co-occurrence requires higher levels of what we broadly refer to as health self-management. Health self-management includes a broad spectrum of activities that patients and caregivers have to do to successfully manage CKD and diabetes. This includes taking medications as prescribed, having a good diet, managing stress, and engaging with their healthcare team productively. It's recognized that it is critical for healthcare teams to provide education and support surrounding self-management in order for patients to have the best outcomes and quality of life. We report on how to adapt this evidence-based group visit approach to offer it virtually via telehealth. This process was done based on existing theory and best practices so that none of the core components of the program were compromised. We had to make changes very carefully to ensure that we wouldn't compromise the effectiveness of the approach that we observe when it is offered in person. In our pilot study of the adaptive program, we found that almost 40% of eligible patients that it was offered to were interested in participating. Among the 25 patients that completed the program, we observed significant improvements in hemoglobin A1C, which is consistent with the existing evidence base describing the impact of the in-person program on health outcomes. We think this is very promising and suggests we may have successfully adapted it to telehealth while retaining the aspects of the program that make it effective in person. Among patients that enrolled, only 58% completed the four-month program. We assessed barriers to participation qualitatively and found that lack of flexibility around when the group visits and individual coaching sessions could be scheduled may have contributed to dropping out of the program. We adapted the group visit program for virtual delivery in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The virtual group visit modality may be more accessible and preferred for many patients as a complementary program to their existing clinical care. The program can help support patients and caregivers in ways that are not feasible to do in a clinical setting, including coaching, education, and being responsive to non-medical needs that can influence health outcomes. As investments in telehealth and virtual care continue, we hope our work can inform delivery of programs like this to support patients and caregivers and improve outcomes associated with late-stage diabetic kidney disease. Big picture, we think group visit models like this may be useful for addressing the unique intersecting social and medical needs of patients and their caregivers that struggle to effectively manage their chronic conditions. It does so by providing the benefits of education, coaching, and peer support in a fun, supportive environment that complements existing clinical care. Programs like this could be especially beneficial in a value-based reimbursement system where there are financial incentives to utilize non-clinical health coaches and telehealth to offer the program widely within this population to improve outcomes and avoid costly hospitalizations or emergency department visits. We hope to build off this research to continue to refine the program and test its effectiveness more rigorously. Specifically, we aim to address barriers to participation and conduct a larger study with a comparator group so that we can better understand its impact on quality of life, experience, healthcare utilization, and of course, health outcomes for patients and caregiver participants. Thank you for joining us for this Kidney 360 podcast.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare professional If you have any questions about any medical condition, or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.